You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga, currently ang Artistic Director ng Laugh Masters Academy. Siya isang actor, instructor, at syempre sabi nga ay improviser, Happy Ferrarin. Magandang araw sa'yo, Happy.
Magandang araw sa'yo, Annalyn.
Yes, napakadami natin pag-uusapan. Nakasama ka na namin sa programa nung nakaraang Sydney Fringe Festival. Pero sa pagkakataong ito, dalawang araw na show bilang bahagi ng Sydney Fringe Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Pero bago yan, a Happy, pag sinabing improviser, anong ibig sabihin nun? Alam ko ito ay show sa entablado din, pero para sa mga hindi nakakaalam, ano ito?
Okay, so ang improv or improv comedy or improv theater na tinatawag, ibig sabihin lang nito, pumapasok kami sa entablado, wala kaming script. Ang kadalasan ng rehearsals, isa siyang proseso ng parang building the ensemble. So, ang importante sa isang improviser ay yung team or yung ensemble mo ay parang isang unit. You have to work as one kasi pumapasok kayo, hindi niyo alam kung ano yung mga linya niyo, hindi niyo alam kung ano yung exact content na mangyayari. All of that, you practice for, you train for, you rehearse together to build that idea of ensemble para pagpasok niyo sa stage, pwede kayong gawa ng kahit ano, mga short. Parang short play. Parang siyang short play.
Ibig sabihin, binibigyan kayo ng specific situation or topic na kung saan, yun nga, nag-i-improvise kayo ng script ninyo?
Yes. So, for the show on Saturday and Sunday, parang yung format is based on the TV show Law and Order. So, it's one of the longest TV series na parang investigation and action-packed siya. May mga police, may mga lawyer. So, taking that premise, and then we will just improvise all the content on the night as suggested by the audience. The audience will, they'll give us a word. So kahit anong sabihin nila, we will use that to inspire kung ano yung crime, sino yung mga suspects, ano nangyari.
So mas mahirap ito sa regular play na merong script because you have to think kung ano yung sasabihin mo on the specific situation na hindi nyo pa alam kung ano, di ba?
Yeah. So, well, depende siya. For me, sometimes feeling ko mas mahirap ang may script kasi kailangan mo mag-memorize ng mga lines tsaka kailangan aligned ang sinasabi mo sa kung ano yung gusto ng director, kung ano ng gusto ng writer. So, in a way, for me, sometimes mas nahihirapan ako with scripted theater whereas kapag improv, masaya siya. Kasi ikaw yung scriptwriter, ikaw yung director, ikaw yung actor. And parang mas liberating siya kasi pwede mong gawin kung ano yung gusto mong gawin or pwede mong sabihin kung ano yung gusto mong sabihin in the context of your team or kung ano man yung palabas niya that evening.
Pero dapat ito mabilis kang mag-isip because you have to improvise kung ano yung sasabihin mo.
yes, you can look at it that way. Pero I think I've been improvising for 11 years. So I started sa Manila and then I'm here and continued my practice. And a lot of the times, yun ang sinasabi ng mga tao na siguro mabilis ka mag-isip. And I think I realized along the way na the process is more letting go. Kailangan ready ka to respond. So it's really putting yourself in that position na kung ano man iba to sa iyo, you're able and ready to respond. It's not really so much about magaling ka, mabilis ka mag-isip. It's more having yourself ready to be in that position to react, to adapt, and to communicate efficiently.
Gaano ba kalaki ang community ng mga improviser dito sa Sydney in particular?
Sa Sydney, well, meron community of improvisers here in Sydney. So I think one of the first improv schools started like 30 years ago here in Sydney and I think in Australia. So maraming there are around three or five improv schools in Sydney and the community is growing. I think every year it just gets bigger and bigger.
Mm. Ang mga Filipino improvisers ba madami dito sa Sydney o nag-iisa ka?
Hindi, actually meron akong kasamahan dun sa Laugh Masters Academy, teacher din siya. Pinoy din siya pero he grew up in Canada. So never siya tumira sa Pilipinas. Pero meron naman and then meron rin akong mga ibang estudyante na Filipino din yung background nila.
Okay, kanina nabanggit mo sa Philippines pa lang ginagawa mo na ito. I would just like to go back sa Philippines. 11 years ka as an actor instructor, ano? And yes, you also did improvise sa Philippines.
Yes.
Pero can we just mention yung Bantay PH? Because it's a good advocacy kung saan naniniwala sa that good governance begins with good citizenship.
Yes.
Kasama ba dito yung mga play ninyo na improvise din?
Not here in Sydney. So, back in the Philippines, marami kaming ginagawa sa kasama ng grupo ko sa Pilipinas. We used to do a lot of things na parang almost protest pieces. So, as we all know, syempre, there's so much tension and so much, ang daming kaguluhan na nangyayari sa Pilipinas ngayon.
Mm-mm.
And syempre, you know, improv, isang form ito ng theater, ng teatro, and how do you use this art form to protest or to give voice to the people na na-oppressed dahil sa nangyayari ngayon sa bansa. So we've done pieces as a group in the Philippines tungkol sa yon, so as a response to what was happening with our government and our country. Bantay.ph was a separate org. That was something that I started, I think, I don't know how long it's been, 7 years ago. It was an initiative for good governance through citizenship.
Mm-mm.
And we worked a lot with the youth for this. Pero, I mean, hiwalay siyang organization sa improv group ko. Pero, syempre, may mga crossovers. Ginagamit ko rin yung mga alam ko in terms of improv when I do my non-for-profit work. Pero, unfortunately, we had to stop Bantay as an org. But yeah, siguro it had a good 4 years running.
Mm. You're talking about the Third World Improv and Spit, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, correct.
And is it existing up to this time?
Yes. In fact, Spit is the name of the group, so that's City People's Improv Theater. The group has been around for, I think this year we're turning 18, or next year we're turning 18, yeah. So we're 17, we're a teenager. So it's been there for a long time. It was founded by Gabe Mercado. And then I've been with the group for 11 years of the almost 18 years that the group has been in existence. And then Third World Improv was the school that we founded through the group. So isa kaming grupo, we were always performing. And then along the way through our performances, ang daming gustong matuto. So we decided, okay, let's formalize this and form a school. So I think Third World Improv has been around for 4 to 5 years. And we also hold the biggest improv festival in Asia. So
wow.
The Manila Improv Festival is one of the events that we plan at sobrang saya niya. Sobrang, sobrang saya niya. And it happens every other year. So this year it happened in March and then our next festival will be in 2021. So we leave 1 year to rest and then we do it again. Pero
dahil mahirap mag-isip.
Yes, at saka mahirap mag-organize. My gosh, ang daming. Kasi we have visiting improvisers from around the world coming to Manila just to do improv with us and to showcase as well what they're doing.
Para sa mga kagaya mo ng mga improvisers, gaano kahalaga yung venue o yung platform ng improvising in terms of pag-deal o pag-harap o pagbigay awareness tungkol sa mga issue, hindi lang sa mga artists, kundi sa buong mga kaganapan sa society?
Well, I think one valuable thing about improv is it teaches you how to listen and it teaches you how to respond to whatever is happening around. And I think that's a valuable tool of an artist. The artist community in the Philippines, for example, they're very much activists. So they very much respond to what's happening in the country, what's happening in society. And improv is a good way to tune into what's happening and to help you listen to the many concerns and issues that people have and responding to that in a healthy way or in a constructive or productive way. I think yan yung pinaka essential na natutunan ko sa improv. Syempre doing my NGO work with Bantay, kadalasan yung mga ka-meeting ko, mga taga-government or mga taga-nonprofit din or communities. And improv really helped me listen and understand kung ano talaga yung mga storya nila at and and how to respond to that in a productive way.
Mm. At bilang ikaw ang artistic director ngayon ng Laugh Masters Academy, what do you share or important lessons that you share sa mga tao na tinuturuan mo at syempre that you guide as well?
Okay, so I think part of my vision coming in really was, syempre, I arrived Sydney 2 years ago, and you know, I was given this position, and I was very grateful for this position and this opportunity to open improv to a bigger community. So one is, I always believe that, you know, improv is theater and theater is voice. So I'm all about giving voice to people. Sydney and Australia in general is a very multicultural country, and Sydney is a multicultural city. And marami kaming estudyante from different backgrounds, and I want people to be comfortable with who they are and what they represent, and using that in the way they tell their stories through improv theater. So that's really what I feel is important when you're doing improv. It's community building also. Siyempre, there are many stories to tell, many voices to listen to. Mm-hmm. So finding that voice, how do you find that voice, and how do you use improv to empower yourself and be comfortable with yourself and tell your own story.
And please invite our listeners sa Law and Order Improvised Case Unit upcoming this weekend.
Okay, so this weekend we have two shows happening at the Factory Theater that's in Marrickville. So Saturday we have a 5:30 p.m. show, and Sunday we have a 4:30 p.m. show. This is Law and Order Improvised Case Unit. Hindi namin alam kung ano pang mangyayari, kung ano yung krimen, kung ano yung mga investigations namin. We will find out based on audience suggestions. So come and join the fun this Saturday and Sunday at the Factory Theater in Marrickville. I'm performing with some of my improv friends. Meron rin isang Pilipino kasama dito, si Jeff Messina. So siya yung sinasabi kong co-teacher ko in Laugh Masters Academy.
Hopefully, makasama natin siya next time sa programa.
Yes, yes. Yes. Sabihin ko sa kanya.
And can we have a sample? Kunwari, there's a crime happening while you're there in Circular Quay. Knock on the wood, sana hindi. Improvise lang.
Oh my gosh. Kung ano yung response ko. Hindi ko alam. Actually, ang daming mga ibon dito. Natatakot lang ako na nakawin nila yung pagkain ko. Tatakbo lang ako. Tatakbo papasok sa isang museum para maubos yung aking french fries.
Where can our listeners follow what you do at syempre yung Laugh Masters Academy?
Laugh Masters Academy, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just search it, Laugh Masters Academy. And I'm on Facebook as well as Happy R. Ferrarin if you want to ask me any questions or want to try and do improv yourself. I'm more than happy to, you know, help you to make that decision. Right now, I'm always on the lookout for Filipino improvisers or Filipinos here in Sydney that are interested in doing comedy. I'm more than willing to collaborate with you and do something.
At meron kayong mga shows at saka mga workshops under Laugh Masters Academy?
Yes, correct. So we have usually Thursday shows. This Thursday, we have a show in The Foresters, that's in Surrey Hills. So I'll be improvising with the other teachers of Laugh Masters Academy. And we have Thursday weekly shows, and then after the shows, there are jams. So if you want to try it out for yourself, come and jump in. This Friday, we have a $5 ticket special. So kung gusto mo lang makita, have a small taste of what improv is, watching shows and doing the jams are a good opportunity for you to do that.
What age pwede magsimula to improvise?
I would say above 16 or 17, pwede na. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Happy Ferrarin, at all the best to Sydney French Comedy.
Thank you very much, Annalyn, for having me. Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.